Welcome to another episode of The Silly with the Lilligans. This is Mitch. Brad.
Hello.
Mr. Bird is in Arizona.
He's on assignment.
Yes. Yes. Deep in the canyon, trying to find the... fuck it. I'm not even going to bother.
He's looking for the chupacabra in this American Southwest.
Yes, that's it. That's it. And looking at cave paintings to try to track it. But yeah, so we figured, you know what, even though he's not here, we have to continue on because there is so much going on.
Yeah, he's not going to be in town for a few more days, but you're going to be leaving to work, so we had to do this, especially since...
We're saying it like it's like a punishment, like we had to do this.
Well, it kind of is.
Maybe for you.
Well, because I have to drive. You're in your basement.
Yeah.
And tonight we didn't even move into the major studio. We just stayed... at your desk.
Yeah, and mostly because I'm too lazy to move stuff around.
You just yelled at me to bring things to you, and you just sat in your swivel recliner the entire time.
To be fair, it's breaking.
Yeah, we're getting you a new chair, courtesy of Metro Office Supply.
Cheap plug.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, their salesman is an asshole.
Yeah, he is. But we do need to do this because, unfortunately, the audio quality from our AGM last weekend wasn't quite up to snuff.
To be honest, it's pretty much Karen yelling a lot.
Yeah, well, we had a few audio problems. First of all, the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, when you have that big of a crowd.
We had at least 350 people in the club room at Schlafly Tap Room. That's the upstairs sort of private banquet center they have.
Which is a very nice room to have this in.
Beautiful room. They had, 10, 11 taps of Schlafly flowing and,
and flow it did.
And between me and you, I think we've known each other long enough. I can admit that I got a little drunk.
That makes for two of us. Probably shouldn't have been driving.
Yeah, so I'd like to tell you what happened at the AGM, and we'll try to remember most of it. But at the end of this show, you spent a lot of time trying to put together some clips and salvage some audio. So we're going to have a little bit of audio from the end of the show, but we're going to kind of go over some of the highlights we touched on at the AGM.
The
as
good thing
best
is,
we can remember.
In all honesty,
yep.
The parts that were, for example, Jeremy talking,
yep,
or Jim Cavanaugh talking,
yep,
people actually behaved.
They were quiet during those parts. Yeah,
you and I, they're like, oh, screw those guys.
We've heard them talk enough.
So those were the parts that were unusable was when we were talking.
And the other part of that is the PA there wasn't especially good. So if there were people talking, it kind of...
Yeah, it wasn't quite powerful enough.
Yeah, so, I mean, we love the room, we love the space, but I think if we do that again, we'll have to have our friend Dave Corbett maybe bring in his PA again and crank it up a little bit.
Yeah, because it's probably nice enough for, a small meeting or something like that, not 300 drunk assholes.
Well, yeah, and I mean, everybody was having a great time. That's the good news from the event. Everybody I talked to, and a lot of new faces that I had never seen before, it was great. And I mentioned I got a little drunk. Lots of people were buying me free beers, so that's always another good sign of a meeting.
Yeah, it was weird because it's like, well, how did my bill get this high? Because people kept giving me free beers. And then I remembered, I was also buying people beers
that's
as
true.
Well.
And also those two guys that sat at the end of the bar, the two guys we met at the very beginning.
Yes.
They camped out right there at that side part of that bar. And every time I went up and ordered one on Mitch Maurice, they said, yeah, we've been doing that all night too. So we might have bought them 10 beers. I don't know. But good on them,
Yeah, hey, that's
they,
all right.
They saw a loophole in the system and they exploited it. So.
Kudos to them. That's what I'd do.
No, I don't think they were, but they were having a good time.
But that's the thing. It seems that everybody openly said, I had a damn good time.
Yeah, it was fun. The players were there. All the players seemed to be having a good time.
That was one of the best things. At the end, I got pulled. Wes Chappie grabbed me, and I was good with his name until I heard him say it, Devalum, because he said it differently.
Devalagort. Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was like, because I've been saying it to Vala, and I don't think that's right. It's like, he said it completely differently. But he pulled me aside. AJ pulled me aside. Like, I ran the gauntlet of players when I was trying to go to the bathroom, of course. But, all of them just saying, wow, this is amazing. This is fantastic. This is what we want to be a part of. A
lot of interaction with the fans. The kids that were there always love it when the kids get to talk to the players.
Does that include Malia?
That includes Malia because she's as tall as a kid. But no, like little Drake Gottman, he was, he's a little upset because he lost his best friend on the team, Richard Dixon, his all-time favorite player. So I think he's doing auditions. I think he's trying out the guys and seeing which one of them floats his boat.
It's a tough vetting process.
Yeah, you know.
Much tougher than a cabinet position.
The Register kids, you know, they lost to Urban, so they got to find new favorite players just like we all do. And I don't know, we were laughing. I was laughing with somebody online this week. They said something about, you know, the annual or the game, every game tradition of 40-year-old men running down to the field to high-five, you know, players. Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's kind of silly. But keep in mind, get out of the way of the kids. Let the kids get in there and get their high fives. In all seriousness, don't be hogging a player. Let them shake a hand and sign some autographs for kids.
Yeah. You can harass them later at the bar.
Right. You can be a Spencer wherever you want.
Oh.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things we did discuss at the AGM.
Okay. First things first.
Okay.
We covered our membership fee.
That's the first thing I've written down.
Hey.
We're in sync.
Bye.
We, as always, every year, you and I sit down before the AGM. We get out our notebooks, our ledgers. We balance out how much money we take in on scarves and shirts and how much money we spend, either,
which is a lot,
giving away scarves and shirts or paying for tailgate food or all the stuff. And again, we crunch the numbers, and this year we've decided,
well, you missed out how much we also take off the top too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Goes without saying. You got a new house, I got a new car last year.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. Of course we gotta take our cut. But we decided what? That we had to do a little bit of an increase this year.
It is a percentage. That's the important thing.
Right. So it's a 10% increase to be a member of the St. Luligans this year, which last year it was $0.
The year before it was zero.
Year before it was zero. Year before we doubled it.
Right. This is true.
And so
last year we only went up 10%. So right. It's been a 10%. It was right. Doubled, 10%. We went up again 10%.
Right. So again, this year, if you're no good at math, 10% raise on top of the zero, it's at $0.
And why do we charge no fees, Mr. Brad?
Because we'd like you to use maybe that last $20 that you would have for membership, you can use to come to a game. Or you can use to buy a ticket for somebody else to come to a game. Or you can buy a scarf from us, but we don't want to make that mandatory. You know,
$20 goes a long way in the entertainment value at STLFC.
Exactly. And most of our hardcore people that come, they spend $20. They spend it on a t-shirt. They spend it on a scarf. They chip it into the tailgate budget or whatever.
The drummer bucket.
Right. But they don't need to spend another $20 just to be a member. So, as always, our rule is show up, make noise, have fun. That's the cost of membership.
Buy a shirt and scarf if you can afford it. Buy two if you can afford it. But we're not going to force it on anybody.
Nope. So
simple and easy done.
There's that membership. The other thing we talked about was parking. They're selling parking passes again this year. We will have more information, but you can call your ticket rep, whoever that is. And if you don't have one, please call Darian.
They were having problems getting it into the system in time for Saturday.
Yeah.
So that was the big problem, is that it was a systematic thing. It wasn't a availability thing.
Right. So those of you who like to have that parking pass, which is nice, you don't have to worry about it every game. You will be able to call your ticket rep and get that done. The other things we talked about were mainly, you know, we'd introduced our people that are in charge of the TIFO, the drums and the capos, the tailgate, Luligan ladies. These are all things that you can be a part of, and we'll start posting things on the main Facebook page and Twitter about when the TIFO group's meeting up, and if you want to be a part of that, where to go out. And
they're working on that right now as we speak.
That's right. The chant practices, the Luligan ladies had a meetup last week. They're probably going to have a couple more.
They're doing a new shirt this year. It's going to have a kind of a pinup design from what I've heard. So
there you go.
I think I'll probably buy one.
Well, you are a pinup. Maybe that's it's right. Of you.
It's because I'm busty.
So we talked about things like that. Scarves. Our scarves have not come in yet, but they are on the way. They will be here soon, and I'm hoping for a preseason game here. We'll have those. And if you ordered one, you can pick it up at any tailgate. And t-shirts, we may do another t-shirt this year. We still have some that we need to sell from last year, so
it's going to be one of those things that as we get lower in stock of an existing one, then we'll introduce the new one.
Right, and we'll try not to overlap with the ladies, because if they're coming out with a shirt, we don't want to compete with them at the same time, so we'll stagger those releases.
But we're now getting to that point in size and in money and stuff like that where we can have, you know, we can have X percent of last year's shirts left over while introducing the new shirts. So the new people can get both the old and the new. if you lost your old one, you can still get an old one. We're not going to do new runs of them, but as those phase out, it gives us the opportunity to keep options available, because we're going to, I don't want to say have a little bit of a store going, but we're kind of getting to that point now.
Yeah, we're not full-on store, but we're kind of store.
Kind of store. we're flea market. We're not quite retail.
But we also don't want to deal with shipping, and we're not going to carry a bunch of, you know, we'll carry the main sizes, but, you know, we'll do our best, but we're not, again, we're not paid, and we're this is our part-time job. One more thing I do want to mention. We have kind of teased about it a couple of places, but we have a new jersey coming out.
I know. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
For those of you that don't know, Ultras.com has done, this will be our third jersey with them. There is a little special indicator, because only the people that played in the charity game against American Outlaws will be able to get our first run. But after that, they will have it on the site, and you'll be able to order it.
It won't have the special indicator.
Won't have a special indicator, but they will be offering custom numbers this year, so you can do any number you want. But like I said, you know, Mitch is, for example, number 7. He's been our number 7 for 3 years now. If you order yours with number 7, you're ordering a Mitch Maurice hero jersey. And I will make Mitch take a picture with anybody who gets the hero jersey, and I will post it on the page that you are the biggest fan of Mitch Maurice. So just bear that in mind if you order number 7.
Or 0 for Brad.
Or 0 for me.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, so whoever we see wearing a shirt that does not have the special indicator, we will get a picture of you with the actual person whose jersey that is.
Unless it's 17, because that's the year.
I think somebody took 17 this year.
I know, but still, okay. I mean, since it's the year, we're not going to do that. Because 17, that's okay.
That's the good generic. Or you can order it without a number if you just want to, you know, be that.
Really, let's be honest, in case your favorite player gets traded.
That's right.
Because there's a good chance that you buy that, you know, that Matt Hutchinson jersey and he gets traded.
Well, right now he's a holdout.
This is true.
So,
How many, you will walk around the park, how many, you know, Herrera jerseys are we going to see? Right. And he's not around.
Right.
Better off not getting that name and number.
Yeah, so you can do it that way, or you can order, you know, your favorite Luligan's number, and we will maybe post a list of those so you know who's to order. But that'll be coming probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
That'd be funny as hell. Yes. See a whole bunch of people with number 0 out there.
It's a nice jersey. You'll see it when we release it.
They do such good work.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. So there you go. Let's go on. Let's talk about the preseason.
Well, couple things of the AGM.
Okay, go ahead.
We will play the clips at the end. Jeremy spoke. Yes. He had a nice little pre-written routine about his cup that he has, his giveaway cup.
Yes.
It was cute.
He's going to have a get after it or two in there,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, there is. So, you know, don't be drinking at work while you're listening. You want to save the get after drinking for later.
That's right.
He had a couple players come up. I ended up bringing up Tyler David later on. I kept that in as well. And then at the end, our wonderful ownership group of Tom Strunk and Mr. Jim Cavanaugh came up. I think the funniest joke made about Jim Cavanaugh was the first time that somebody had seen him in just a T-shirt.
Yeah.
That he wasn't wearing an Oxford jacket, a polo shirt.
Suit and tie, usually.
Yeah, usually,
he's coming from another meeting where he's
dressed to the nines, you know, be professional guy. And here he was in jeans and a T-shirt. Everybody was kind of thrown off.
Yeah. He said he'd been to one too many alderman meetings, so.
Yeah, you know, made a couple of good cracks. He pushed the MLS stuff. And then they opened the bar for 20 minutes.
Yes.
On their dollar.
I mean, I think technically that counts as buying votes, but that's fine.
I saw the tab when Tom signed off on it. Yeah, that's a house payment.
Here's the problem I have with that whole situation. He opened the tab, or opened the bar for everybody to drink for 20 minutes. That's when we finished our talk. Well, then when I came off the stage...
We got tackled. I couldn't go get a free beer.
Somebody cornered me, and I was talking about something else, and then I started to walk that way, and another person cornered me. By the time I got to the bar, I said, oh, I'll take one on Mr. Cavanaugh, and Tom was standing there and laughed. He goes, too late. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I didn't even get a free beer.
And the funniest thing is that when Tom walked in, I bought him a beer.
Bastard.
So I actually ended up negative on the... But let's be honest...
I think, yeah.
Tom has bought a significant amount of beers for us in the corner.
We probably shouldn't complain.
So there is no complaining whatsoever. Yeah. It's just the irony of it. That's all.
Yes.
No complaining. Irony of Tom paying for things.
Ah.
Should we move on to our
let's go ahead and talk about it. Something else we talked about at the event was the road trips. And now Nobody heard us because it was loud and we were trying to organize it. But we said, we're going to be buying a bus. The team was picking up the cost for one bus to Louisville.
50-person bus. Nice. And let's be honest, when they get these buses, they're nice.
They're the full-on.
You know, they have a bathroom in it, you know, comfy seats. We'll usually have a TV system of some sort, so we watch bad movies.
So, yeah, we've taken a bus to Louisville every game we've had there, and usually a good portion of people drive, too.
The very first game, we had two buses go there.
Did we have two the first
very,
time?
Very, very okay. First one, yeah.
And then, you know, we have people drive, so we thought, okay, well, we'll get a bus to Louisville, and it sold out in less than 6 hours.
It's 50-seat bus. We were at 35 or 40 within 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Luckily, I mean, to be fair, we did put it up on Valentine's.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was probably a lot of people that were out, you know, being romantic, which neither of us are anymore.
Yeah. Well, my romance is riding on a bus with you to Louisville. It's gonna get steamy in the back of that bus.
Oh, yeah.
But so Fred and I and Mitch, we kind of chatted back and forth on the social media.
All three of us amazed by it.
And Fred said, "Let's do another bus."
Do you think we can do another bus? I said, "I think we probably could."
At that time, we had about 14 people on the waiting list for the second bus if we got one. So I said, "Okay, let's do it." And that one sold out in less than 12 hours.
Yeah.
So, Friday night, sitting around thinking about, you know, wow, that's cool. And I went ahead and started another waiting list, you know, because people drop out. They have to go to work.
Happens every time.
You know, whatever. Well, there's 27 people on that waiting list for and we're not going to have 27 people drop out. That's just not going to happen. So, we're in the midst of discussion. We hope to announce soon that there will be a third bus. Our biggest problem now is I think we could finish selling out that third bus. It's if the bus company has another bus for us, because we already took two of them. So we'll hopefully, maybe by the time you hear this podcast, we'll make an announcement. But there will not be a fourth bus. I'm just going to say that right now. When we have, you know, three buses sold, it will be, that's it.
Which, again, this is amazing that we have the concept of three buses available.
Yeah, we're going to have 150 or so Luligans heading into Louisville. I already told the Coopers, their tailgate posse, that, you know, usually we just go in and we take over against the grain. They're not going to have a table for 150 of us.
No.
So we told their tailgate crew, we're coming there. We'll get more information about... I'm sure they're like us, you know, it'll be a donation thing. They'll have some beer and they'll have some food and we'll make sure that they're stocked up for the crew.
Because the possibility of 150 people just showing up.
And then another 20 or 30 that are driving separate.
I was even just at this point counting those people.
Yeah, okay.
The fact that it could get to 175, you know.
Yeah, because a few people are going to go and spend the weekend in Louisville and, you know, I don't know, investigate that strange smell. But, it's going to be a crazy road trip to start the season.
And it's an early game, too. It's 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, we'll be leaving probably 7 or 7:30-ish from Fenton.
I would imagine so.
We'll do an Illinois side pickup. And then as soon as the game's over, we hop on the bus and come back. So we'll be back by...
7?
Yeah, before 10.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, we'll probably stop somewhere and grab something to eat or whatever. But somebody will take forever. Madden will be in the toilet and we'll...
Somebody will order food when it's just a pass-through stop.
Right. Somebody will sit down and have sit-down service and we'll beat them.
Yes.
But no, all the information on the bus and stuff will be in the event page. We're going to have some rules. They won't be draconian, but...
As we all know, you know, the team's paying for this. There's a deposit for cleaning and stuff like that.
Right.
We don't want to lose their deposit before we've paid that deposit.
Right.
You know, that's scary to know that you could get hit with a $1,000 fee.
And for those of you who we've said the team is picking up the tab for the bus, but you're wondering why you're paying $7 for a bus ticket, that goes to the tip. Because the first time we took a bus trip, we realized, oh, everybody's too drunk and tired when we leave, and nobody has any money for the tip, so we're charging that up front. So.
Yep, and it also goes to things like paying for a box of trash bags, paying for the little things that we're going to need, you know, like a flag or anything like that. But yeah, so It's going to be pretty awesome. We're going to try to split people up kind of fair. I don't want to say fairly. You know, we'll need quote-unquote bus captains on the other two buses that Brad and I aren't on. And you know,
and we've got a lot of new people, so we want to make sure there's a good mix of, you know, old people that can, you know, sort of lead some chants on the way down there so people know what to expect when we take over that baseball park.
Oh, my God. You know, they're, and I'm sure they're all happy it's they're going to be their home opener, and, you know, rightfully so.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, it's the Preki era. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why the demand is so high.
Expectation is
this
high.
This is starting over for, let's be honest, a team that's not thrilled us on the pitch the last two seasons.
Yeah, that brings back probably my favorite Brad line when you were talking about when Jeremy was coming up to the stage at the AGM.
Yeah.
You said, hey, you know, really he is the best AGM in the league. He got rid of all of last year's team, and they weren't that good. So,
well, he made the tough decision.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't blame that all on Jeremy. I mean, halfway through the season last year, we were in third or fourth place, and then it happened to a free fall.
Moving on.
Yes,
happy
on.
Place. Happy
so,
place.
Yeah, Preki era. We're going to Louisville. It's going to be amazing.
We're going to win.
We're going to win. And we're going to win with 150-plus Luligans in the stadium.
You know, obviously, I'm trying to keep my hopes tempered as much as possible.
No, let them go.
No, I can't. I can't. I cannot do it. I just cannot do it.
Bird's not here, so I feel compelled to say it's the hope that will kill you.
It is. And that's all that keeps coming back in my head every time. You know, I went up and watched practice last week. You know, saw these guys getting after it.
Getting after it.
Drink. And it was, it's, this is a different, you realize the past 2 years that we just were not on par with the league. And nothing against the guys that we had, it just as a collective, we just,
the organization has taken a step forward.
I'd say it's taken four steps forward.
There
I mean,
you go.
Just and it was even funny. I was talking to Mark Guthrell this morning, the photographer for the team, mm-hmm. and you know, just saying, you know, he's like, man, you know, some of these pictures, they're going to be awesome that we've got, you know, lined up. I'm really proud of the work. And he goes, it just seems that since Preki arrived, the expectation is so much higher for excellence that, you know, there's no longer a good enough. Not that things were good enough before, but it was, no, is this really the best that we can be doing? It's no longer, hey, we did a good job. It's what more can we get out of what we're doing? It's like, that's pretty awesome. I can't say we have the same level for this podcast. But,
yeah. So I think we're all excited. I think we're all ready. We're all wanting to take this trip with the team. And I think it'll be also good for Preki and for the new players to see a little bit about what we're about. And taking that many people on a road trip to start the season, I think, sets a tone for us.
Absolutely. There's no question. You know, they're going to know coming in, you know, hey, 150 people showed up for an away game.
Yeah. And I think they were kind of surprised at the AGM how many people showed up for a non-game.
Yeah, AJ mentioned that you know, as I was talking to him, he was saying that, you know, having been here last year when we packed ITAP and having seen this time, he's like, some of these new guys were like, holy shit. Even, you know, these guys that are used to the Tower Bridge, yeah, that are used to, you know, significant supporters groups, they were even saying, this is something special.
I concur.
Not short, but special.
Although, maybe.
And we got plenty of that, too.
So let's talk about tomorrow, the preseason starts.
I cannot wait.
This is crazy. We'll be playing Ottawa Fury tomorrow, the new team to join our league from the NASL. They will also be our first season opener, or home opener, I should say, in the league. But we'll get our first look at them tomorrow, followed by on Wednesday playing DC United. The 25th, Orlando. Now, that game is at Orlando City's new stadium, brand new stadium. It's closed door. I think they're going to have 25 or 50 special fans that get to watch that, which is pretty cool, but it won't be streamed. And then on the 27th, they're playing the U17 team. So all the United States U17 team, which I think will include Josh Sargent.
I hope so. That'd be neat.
So the three games that are being played at IGM, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 27th, will all be on IGM Academy TV. They have a streaming service. Usually they charge you by the day for this stream, but I think for this whole tournament that the Rowdies have put together, it's not really a tournament, but it's just a showcase or whatever you want to call it. I think all these games are free to stream. So
that's fantastic.
Go to IMG academytv.com, and we'll post links to it too. But again, these are preseason. These are even more than preseason games. These are working out the kinks, working out the bugs,
buying into the system.
I'm sure you're going to see lots of substitutions. I'm sure you're going to see lots of different formations, different things that the coaches want to try. Don't think of these first couple as games. Now, obviously, we're all excited to see our team play, and we want to see them play good, but I don't know. I just want to say...
temporary expectations.
Yeah, don't expect them to hit the ground flying with these things.
Now, then, that said...
oh, yeah, we want to see good play.
I do think
yeah.
that we are going to see something special.
I do, too. Then we're going to get back to... they're going to come back to Missouri for March. March the 5th, they're playing Oklahoma City Energy in Springfield, Missouri. And on March 11th, they're playing Swope Park Rangers in Columbia, Missouri. We're going to take some people down to see those games. Won't take buses, but we'll be doing some caravan.
They're drivables.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not out of the ordinary.
I think OKC, some of us are going to catch a ride with Mama Fink. Sam's playing. So maybe we'll catch a ride with her and go see Sam and go see Richard Dixon. Swope, we'll get to see Musa, and we'll get to see Parker. So those are good things. And neither of those teams... oh, wait, we do see Swope one time during the regular season.
Yeah, we won't see OKC, unfortunately.
But we won't see OKC. So those will be a little more fine-tuning, getting ready for the season. So I expect you'll see more of a game on those two.
I tend to believe that. Usually when you get into that point, it's, you know...
you're making some decisions about...
who's going to be the guys.
And then, though this has not been confirmed, there will be a couple of more, even more local games. I mean...
we have to expect one on the berm.
On the berm. That's the one that we've had every year, so I would be surprised if there wasn't another one.
At SIUE.
And I've already talked to a few people at SIUE. If we have it, we've made some bargaining for the Lulligans. They asked us if we wanted a nice section, and I said no.
We want the berm.
We want the berm. So
that's where we go.
We're gonna have some more to talk about then, but and then maybe another local game that I don't want to say too much more about because it may or may not happen, but I think it probably will happen.
And again, something to work out the kinks, get everything figured out. Though, you know, at that point in time, that's when you're seeing, okay, who's going to be your second line guys?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like the SIU game. Usually, they use that to try some of the guys on the fringes to give them a more full run out.
That was where last year we saw Tyler David really step up his game and make a play to be there.
Another guy we saw at that game at the berm last year, interestingly enough, Austin Ledbetter.
This is true.
Guys, you may know him, SIUE player. He was drafted, I believe, by the FC Dallas this year in the MLS draft. Didn't catch on there, but we signed him today for St. Louis FC.
Nice little signing.
Good defender. Obviously a local kid. I mean, SIUE is just literally right across the river, and a lot of us have seen SIUE play. They've got a great system. Great system. They've had a MLS drafted player the last 5 years in a row, I think.
Yeah, and the women's side is equally impressive too, as well. So I mean, it's a soccer powerhouse.
So a lot of people were happy to hear that today that we signed Austin Ledbetter. So
three signings announced today?
Yeah, four. It started with Austin, and then let me pull up my phone. I'm not going to be able to say these names. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I think at some point in time, it's just going to be an accepted, understood statement that when it comes to the Serbian names, I don't even know what you call that area of Europe, Eastern European, that we just are going to mangle the names.
All right, let's start with Milan Petrosevic.
Petrosevic is what Petrosevic. I heard, but I don't know if that's accurate.
We've seen him out at training last week. He's a striker. He was looking good. He played in the Serbian league last year. We've got Nick Radoslavic. And for those of you who think that last name sounds familiar, not the way I pronounced it, but the way it's spelled, that would be Preki's son. He's a talented midfielder, bounced around colleges, but he's going to be helping us out in the midfield this year. And finally, we had, this one's going to be hard for me, Dennis Ahomatovic. That is not even close to what it is.
Well, I think the
You have to emphasize that.
Yeah.
Another good midfielder. He's played in the Thailand league. No, I'm serious. It's not a joke.
I know I saw it, but every time I hear it, it makes me laugh.
Right. And played in the Serbian First Division. So
I hear the Thailand League, I automatically wonder if they're playing that Sepetak Karak or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The rattan ball game.
Obviously these are guys that Preki knows about, a couple of them with Serbian connections. So, I know that Milan has looked good.
Yes, without
question.
Out of
the training. Big guy.
Big target, strong guy, yeah. too. That's the other thing. That dude is muscle.
So I'm liking the pieces they're putting together.
We're going to need whoever does the name and numbers on the jerseys. They're going to need a lot of VICs.
Well, and I think also we ought to do, you know how they do the little player intros? I think they need to have a button you click for a pronunciation guide, you know?
Kind of like on Wikipedia,
yeah, exactly,
where they have the pronunciation.
Exactly. That's exactly what we need.
Have the, you know, have the Siri-style voice, you know? Preki.
Poor McDermott Preki. In the booth this year. It's going to be rough. So either that or we got to get them all nicknames.
Yes.
So
Preki 1, Preki 2, yeah. Preki 3, Preki 4.
But again, Preki's
Arriaga 2.
Preki's rebuilding this team. He's putting his stamp on it. I think, you know, we've got a lot of quality midfield. We've got, I think, 7 defenders on the team now. I'd like to see another striker or two. We still got time. We've still got...
Well, and these are the announced signings, too. It's, you know,
there's still a few
still
more guys,
guys in the camp, yeah. and stuff that haven't been allocated.
And, you know, Jeremy and Preki and the guys in charge have relationships around the league. So when a few guys shake loose from MLS clubs, there may be a few more available out there. So
I'm hoping so.
It was announced we were not Chicago Fire's affiliate anymore. We
no
expected
surprise.
That,
we,
yeah.
It's been rumored for quite some time.
They are with Tulsa. But that does not mean that we can't get a loan from them. Jeremy still knows everybody there.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is that, you know, everybody kind of, oh, well, what does this mean? It doesn't mean anything.
No.
Last year, we got 2 guys from them and lost one of them almost right away.
Right.
Let's be honest. They're a fire, dumpster fire. You know, they're not very good. So we probably don't want their castaways.
And to me, this opens things up a little bit. And we can get loans from anywhere now. I mean, we could before.
But it's a whole lot easier.
But now there's no official relationship, so another team, say Minnesota. Minnesota's not affiliated this year. I think they got a waiver for the first year.
I think that's what MLS does.
But they're going to have players that need time, so they could send a guy here. You know, every other team has an affiliation, but we know that doesn't always work. Chicago sent a guy to Louisville last year when we were their affiliate, so...
To be fair, we passed on him,
right.
But, you know.
But I think a name like Preki carries a little bit of weight. I think a lot of coaches will like Preki to get their hands on a young guy to kind of instill some bite into him, instill some hunger and some fire.
And you still have guys like Tim Leonard and Brian Jones around, too, to help, you know, the good name of St. Louis FC in terms of converting quality young guys
right.
is still intact.
And the academy system, quite frankly, is still going. We can sign, I think, 3 or 4 academy players, and those guys will be getting playing time with the PDL club. So I'm liking where we're going. So
without a doubt. I mean, and that's the great thing, too, is that the other thing, big picture, is that let's just say we do get the MLS club as hoped for, you know, for whatever position you want to put it. This kind of helps set ourselves up to be our own establishment. You know, we're not, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say you're not betrothed to somebody else, but you're not having to worry about what another club thinks about your moves or what you're doing. You can be a little bit more independent in your thought and preparation for 2 years, 3 years from now.
That and the fact that we've heard Preki did not enjoy working as an affiliate when he was in Sacramento. You know, Preki's a guy that this is his team. He doesn't want...
Obviously.
Even though Chicago was good with us, they never demanded playing time or anything like that. They could pull a guy back at any moment, and Preki wants total control of
guys
his team.
Guys that are here for
him. Right. So, I don't know. I think all in all, it'll work out better. You know, we can look at, you know, a team like Louisville or Cincinnati last year, no affiliates, and they did just fine. So.
Yeah. And you know, let's be honest, that's who we want our competition to be this year. We don't want to be a competition with Tulsa. We want to be in competition with Louisville and the John Harksless FC Cincinnati.
That's right.
That's for those that didn't know, John Harks let go from FC Cincinnati.
It didn't surprise me for one reason and one reason only. They hired Koch, however you pronounce it, from Whitecaps 2 this year as their backup. And I thought, that's weird. A first-team coach with Whitecaps 2 had done some good work up there, had trained some young players, had made some waves. And when they signed him as a backup or an assistant coach to John Harkes, I thought something's up there.
They were having problems with him, or he was having problems with them.
Right. He's too good a coach to be an assistant coach.
Yeah. You don't have, like the Blues with Hitch and Mike Yeo.
Yeah.
You don't keep the guy in waiting.
Right. Now, I mean, it was kind of a surprise it happened so quickly. I thought maybe they brought him in so the next season. But when you hire that kind of a guy for an assistant coach, that rang a bell for me. So.
Well, and evidently he had rung enough bells where they just said, okay, we're done.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. People are like, Harkes is gone, Cincinnati's going to fall apart. I don't think that's the case.
No. They still have the same talent. They still have a hell of a good coach.
They're a good squad. They've got a good coach, and they've spent the money. They're not cheap. So.
Yeah, but quite interesting to say the
least. Yeah, it was interesting, and a lot of people were upset because they'd had, some Harkes-specific chants planned out. We can still do them. I don't care.
We'll just have to fax them on to the next team.
There you go. So I do want to talk about, let's go ahead and talk about the home opener. That's
can't wait.
April 1st. We're stoked about this trip to Louisville, but then the next week, home opener, April 1st, we got Ottawa Fury coming to our house. It's going to be insane.
Obviously, the long off season finally is over. Jeremy's getting the TIFO poles put up. We've got a TIFO crew. They're going to do something. We've been hearing from the tailgate crew. They always have something planned, but they've done some serious renovations to the trailer.
Yeah, they've made some mods.
Yeah. It,
bigger and better.
Yeah, it's. I'm not saying it's going to be like those semi trucks in Japan. But it's going to be kind of close.
It's going to be pretty fresh, and we're excited for that. In addition, the game's going to sell out. The single game seats haven't gone on sale yet, but I'll make one last plea. Call our friend Darian and get season tickets. It's $160 for the corner. Best investment you can make in entertainment all season. So.
It is, and not only that, but these seats are going quick. Once this team starts winning, people are going to snatch them up quicker.
Yeah.
So your lost opportunity is going to happen very quickly.
Get in now. If you've got a couple games you can't go to, do a flex pack, do a 10-game flex pack, or split tickets with a buddy that maybe you can go to half the games and they can go to half the games, because, honestly, this is going to be a fun season. I have a good feeling about it.
It's the hope that kills you. I cannot wait.
Right. So let's go ahead and talk about MLS to STL a little bit. Since we last spoke to you, I think everything has been approved to make it onto the ballot.
The judge has said okay. That was the last hurdle.
So in April 4th, they will be voting. If you're a City of St. Louis resident, this is city only, there's two proposals to vote on, Proposition 1 and Proposition 2, or whatever they're called, articles.
We'll have the exact details.
One of them is the Metrolink. The Metrolink needs to be approved, and if that happens, then you need to approve vote or that money from the use tax that will kick in automatically to go to the stadium. So it's complicated. I get it.
Again, it's a use tax. It's not changing your property taxes. It's not changing your income taxes. It's a use tax.
And that will also, sales tax from things that are stadium specific will go to that. So people that go to the games will pay for that, but if you live in North City and you don't ever go to a game, theoretically you're not spending anything for this.
Theoretically, you're not listening to this podcast either.
That's a good point. we have a lot of information to get out there, and it is confusing.
It is, and the other thing that is that people keep saying, "Oh, I want the county to chip in." Well, that is how we're going to chip in, because if I, for example, I live in the county,
right.
I'm going to go to a game, I'm going to pay a tax on that ticket. Anything that I buy in stadium is going to have that added tax to it.
If you park, there's tax on that.
That's how these funds are going to get raised. It's not going to come from the general fund.
Right.
And that's the number one thing that we have to keep stressing and repeating, and you're going to hear it on every podcast from here until the vote, It doesn't touch the general fund.
This and the Board of Aldermen and the MLS to St. Louis group hashed it out. This is going to be positive to the general fund.
Yes, it's actually going to create money. It's not going to take money.
So the big numbers right now, it's 0% is coming out of the $0 coming out of the general fund. We've got 400 construction jobs being created and 400 and some permanent jobs being created by this stadium. And it's a net revenue bonus to St. Louis of like $17 million.
And that doesn't count the part-time jobs, you know, the beer vendors right. and the, you know,
and that also doesn't
people.
Count any other events that are held there, like concerts and the U.S. national team coming into town or the Winter Classic, things like that that could be held there.
Well, the Winter Classic could still be a Busch
Stadium.
No.
Well, no, but I mean,
you can have things,
events
yes,
like that.
Special
right.
events, yes.
So the only thing I really want to say about this, and Jim Cavanaugh spoke to our group, and Mitch will have that for you at the end of this podcast. You can also go to stlouisfc.com, and there's a place to sign up to be a part of this where you can, if you live in the city, you can volunteer to have yard signs and, you know, go to events. They're going to invite us people that live outside of the city to these events. We're going to try to make some noise and make it happen, sharing things on social media, all those things. But if you go to the website, stlouisfc.com, there's a place to sign up for MLS to St. Louis stuff.
And please do. You know, even if you have a passing interest in this,
right?
Or, you know, please do. Just so you're getting the information. Because, and I can't remember if Jim said it to us, just the two of us, or if he said it to the group as a whole, because everything kind of right. blends together at this point when we talk to these guys. But, you know somebody in the city, be it grandma or an aunt and uncle or a cousin or a friend or a former neighbor or whoever it is, you know, it's going to be up to us to make sure that they understand right. this is zero hurt, all positive.
Yeah, be educated on it. So if the topic does come up at a party or at work or whatever, you can speak intelligently about it.
Good Lord, that reminds me. Stuart Holmgren is like the ambassador for this thing.
Well,
he sends me a message the other day. He says, oh yeah, I'm at kickball and telling people about it. It's like, you know, you could focus on what you're doing. You don't have to be a salesman on this all the time, but that's the point.
That's what we need. Yeah.
You know, that's exactly it. There's, you know, the kickball is city people playing in the Tower Grove or wherever it is. You know, that's that time when you say, hey, this is a net positive. Let's get after it. Drink.
The other thing I want to mention about this, and I'll mention it because there are 12 cities competing for these four spots. Not everybody's going to get a spot. It very well could work out where St. Louis doesn't get a spot. But our job is not to talk about, you know, how St. Louis is the best city in the world. We're doing our own thing. We're talking it up. We think it'll work here. There's a couple people on Twitter that routinely point out the shortcomings of other bids. The MLS to Cincinnati guy.
To be fair, it's probably not one of the real...
There are a couple of MLS to St. Louis people who aren't even living in St. Louis
yeah.
who pretend they know what's going on.
Yeah,
and they
exactly.
don't. So this guy may be that guy, but he keeps pointing out the shortcomings in St. Louis and their plan. That's not my job. My job, I'm not going to talk shit about Cincinnati.
Because you know
why?
What? There's three other spots. They can have one of those three other spots, first off.
And you know what? If they get one and we don't, they deserved it. I'm not going to argue about that. Cincinnati's doing great. They get, you know, 17,000 out to a USL game. They're doing everything they have to do. And I could say the same for every other bid. You know, they're all doing their thing. They're all concentrating on being the best bid they can be.
Your Sacramento, St. Petersburg, you know.
Right.
At all these places. They want to do it. That's fine. Go ahead.
And in our promotion of the campaign that St. Louis SC St. Louis is building and the MLS to St. Louis group, I'm not going to say anything negative about another city's bid.
Nope.
Doesn't help us at all.
Nope.
What I am going to say is, here's what St. Louis has to offer. So when you're talking to these people online, if somebody's talking shit about St. Louis, let it go. It can't help at all. And if their best shot at getting into MLS is St. Louis not getting in, well, then they've got their own problems.
Exactly. And that's the other thing, too, is that, you know, we're also seeing a lot of people come out and say, you know, there are some areas where they're, I don't want to say they're playing the, oh, well, we didn't want to get in anyway. And that's fine. You know, to be fair, if you had asked me a year ago, I didn't want to get in either. But I also realize that if we're going to get in, this is our best opportunity. So we, as Jim says in the audio you'll hear, they didn't set out to do this. We didn't set out for this. This is not what we wanted to do. We just wanted to have a great team that we could follow.
And I think that the other part of this is we're going to do everything we can to convince the voters of St. Louis to vote for this. If they don't, and if this ends, because effectively we won't get a stadium, we won't get into MLS. We've got something great right now at USL. So whether you're listening to this because the MLS thing got you interested, come out to see what we've got now. It's great. We're going to have a hell of a time. And we're going to let the future take care of itself. We're going to help. We're going to cheerlead. We're going to do what we have to do. But at the end of the day, we've got a team, and the team is ours.
And you know, if you're still kind of on the fence about the whole USL thing and you're not certain, but you're kind of keeping an eye on what's going on Netflix, go watch the movie about the Sons of Ben.
Yep, good movie.
I talked to several people since I watched it who have since watched it. You know, even some people that are kind of newer to our group, they're like, wow, I really relate to this. And I'm like, some bitches, you don't know. You know, there's 30, 40 of us that really relate to this.
Yeah.
But that's also the point, too, is that, you know, it's about building it and getting what you want the right way.
That's right. So, I don't know. That's all I've got about MLS to St. Louis.
Which is good. You know what? I don't want to be focused on it.
No.
We need to address it, but I don't want it to be a primary.
And before the vote happens, we've got the game in Louisville,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to have a hell of a time. And we have that April 1st home game. So
great,
come out. Let's have a party. Let's have a...
We throw some damn good
parties. Let's have a rock the vote. Let's have a kick off the season. Let's have just a big party.
We got to find the rock the vote from MTV.
And if you guys are literally on the fence and you don't know if soccer will work in St. Louis, I challenge you to come to that game on April 1st.
Oh, my God.
And see what it's like with a crowd of 5,000 to 6,000, and then you can imagine what it would be like with a crowd of 20,000.
It was great because before the pod, we were watching the Arsenal Sutton United game, and Sutton's home field 5,070.
Yep.
You know, it's basically soccer park,
and field turf.
Yeah, and on field turf, and they have a fat bastard eating a sandwich or a pie out in the. Oh wait, that's the goalie.
Yeah. Somebody texted me. He went to the bar at halftime.
Oh, that's even better.
So,
oh hell yeah.
There you go.
But I mean, that's the thing. You watch somebody like that play in Arsenal. That's us today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, not that MLS is Arsenal. Don't take it that way.
No.
But you know, it's going to be that kind of step up for us that we're going to have that opportunity to get there. So, you know, it's fun being Sutton today, but I look forward to being the next thing,
well,
too.
Well, and we always mention this. Even if we get the stadium, Don Garber pronounces us the next one getting in, that's still 4 years away, so we're going to have a lot of fun at this level.
And there's a lot of fun to be had. I mean, we already have had a lot. Right. Now it's a different outlook, different
new coach,
mentality,
new players.
And these guys can play. I mean, I cannot wait for tomorrow. I'm pissed that Wednesday I'm traveling for work, so I won't be able to watch that game. But tomorrow, I'm watching closely. Yep. I cannot wait.
Yep. My sales route will probably be in a parking lot watching that game a little bit. I hope my boss doesn't listen. So
I doubt it.
Nah, he can't figure out the podcast.
Nope. He can't drive 55 either.
Woo! All right. So, I don't know. Do you have anything else, Mitch?
No.
We missed Matt Bird today.
Always.
So we'll pour one out for our dead homie. Oh, no, he's not dead.
Not yet.
But he'll join us for the next podcast. And I don't know.
Let's see. When will the next podcast be in relation? That'll be right before.
Right before the road trip, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Our Oklahoma or Columbia road trip.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And then the one after that would be right after the season opener.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we start getting after it on a weekly basis.
It is crazy. It's about to come full force. So
that's what she said.
There you go. Thanks for joining us. Listen to the audio from the AGM following this brief commercial break.
See ya.
All right, just a couple of things here for me, and then we'll keep things moving. I know we got a lot to get through. These guys got to get a chance to speak with you and visit with you before they head out. As we said, we have two sessions tomorrow, and they've been working hard to keep things going. So was working on what to say here tonight, and every time I get in front of this group, it just amazes me. It's just, it's unbelievable what you guys have done.
over the last couple of years, the amount of support, everything that you give back to the club, everything that you've done to the charity work, the stuff with the team, with the club, it never seems to amaze everyone here. So last night I was getting ready for dinner and I was pouring a cheap beverage from a can into this blue cup. Who remembers this blue cup? Raise your hand if you remember this blue cup. So look around. This is the first thing we ever gave away. And we gave it away when we announced our first season ticket package and how much it was going to cost. It was at Barristers, and the room is about as big as this little section here. And we thought we were big time. And we thought we were really doing something. And that's how it started. And then it just kept building, and it kept building. And like this cup has been beaten up, it's been abused, got a few nicks, it's missing a few things. So have we. We've lost a few games, had a few bad performances. The cup has also had a few good times as well. And the one thing that this group here continues to do is you continue to give so much back to us. And I can tell you after 5-6 short days that the consistency that you've demanded, the mentality, the effort, getting after it, past 5 or 6 days with these guys and what they've been doing in the training field. I know some of you have had a chance to sneak out and watch them play, and you've seen a few bits and pieces. And I can tell you that we're tired of not giving back, and that these guys here are working their asses off to give back to you consistency, performance, results, and 3 points every time we take that field here in 2000. Bring a couple guys up here. Mr. Cochran, Mr. Gork are going to just talk to you guys in a few minutes about just about what you guys mean to them and everything. Once again, I just can't thank you enough for everything you've done throughout the offseason to keep things moving. It is a long offseason. There's been all kinds of stuff going on, and you guys have just helped drive our day-to-day work, everything that we're getting after. We've got a lot of excitement here coming ahead. Got a lot of excitement here in 2017, other things down the road. But we've got a season, and it's here, and it's time to get things going. So, yep, you two come on up.
What's going on, everybody? We are extremely excited for this year. As you guys know, you guys are the best fans of the USL. The last 2 years have not been where we wanted to be. Last year was my first year, but I can already tell you that the steps to change what happened last year into this year has already been, it has already been going well. But, we're on our 6th day of preseason. Things have changed. We're here to work, and we're here to win. We got a great new coach. We got a great new players. And we're all here to play. And we're here to win, and you guys are amazing. You guys deserve that. The last 2 years, every single game, you guys showed up and cheered for us, and it just makes a massive difference. When we show up 2 hours early, you guys are there drinking. I just want to say thank you. Be ready to see something special out on the field. It's going to be completely different from last year. We got great guys, and we got winners. So this team is very exciting, and very excited to see you guys all back out there. And especially at Louisville on the 25th when we go.
Well, if nobody in here knows me, my name is David Legoric. I just joined here. It's nice to meet you all.
Welcome! Let's give him a hand!
So when the opportunity came to sign here and come join you guys, it was an obvious choice. And I was still a little bit weary. New city, new people, and all that stuff. But the reception I got when the announcement was made was tremendous. Hundreds of you added me, messaged me, said amazing words. And that made me feel like I was coming where I belonged. And I felt like a family atmosphere. So thank you for that. That was amazing. And we're excited. Obviously, you've seen our faces. All we want to do is play. Looking forward to that first game. Even though I'm drinking flipping cranberry juice tonight, I would love to share a beer with each and every one of you at one point. Thank you, guys.
So you guys have been here for a while. You need to explain to the new guys, if you're the best player that we think, and it's not about scoring goals, it's about being the Logan player of the game.
That means that you put in the best effort. It may not be goals. It may not be flashy. It's a guy that really gets after it. You get the Luligan beer bucket of the game where you pound a beer after the game. So, I want you to drink some fucking beer that you're doing. I want lots of beers and lots of celebration. So first of all, I just want to say thanks for all you guys coming out tonight. More importantly, thank you for all that you've done for the club. You know, if I look at it, and try not to be long here, but I think this MLS thing is a bit of destiny, because I can tell you there's so many times through this process that it should have just been shut down.
Move my closer. Sorry.
Come on, Mitch.
So if I look at it, and a big part of it is, you know, I've talked to Brad and Mitch behind us and the entire Luligan organization. When we first, you know, turned up the USL team, St. Louis FC, there was no intent to bring MLS to St. Louis. That was not the goal. When we first, actually, Tom and I got involved with St. Louis Scott Gallagher, it was really just trying to do it for the community and for the kids. Unfortunately, we played soccer, so we felt like it was something that was important to us and meant a lot to us. So when I look, you know, you look at all the things that are building, when you do good things with good people, good things happen. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. And there's no reason you can't have a lot of fun while you're doing it. So, cheers to you boys.
And girls.
So,
thank you.
And we could use some more girls, by the way. So it's something when I look at, you know, everything that is, when I look at everything that has gone on throughout this process, the end game was not designed. I would love to say, okay, the strategic vision was to bring an MLS team, but it wasn't. But it kind of built, you know, everything just kind of continued to build. So where we are, that's where we are. We've got something that's very, very exciting right in front of us. Is this going to keep cutting out, or is it?
It's not
a quality of the podcast, So anyway, where we're going here, this is very, very exciting. I will tell you, you know, some of the things I want to make sure that happens as we progress through this MLS process, which we need your help. It's not going to happen without you. We still need to have a shitload of fun at the soccer park. The one thing I'm telling you, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed with myself. I'm disappointed with Tom and these guys behind us. And all of you too. We need to have 2,000 or 3,000 people standing outside the gates at the soccer park begging to get into the damn game. That's what we deserve. I think where the players are this year, the coaching, I can tell you they're working their ass off from everything that I hear. This is going to be an exciting year. Yeah. It's going to be an exciting year. And I think the venue at the soccer park, when I look at it, if we do progress with your help to bring MLS to St. Louis, just a couple blocks from here, which I think would be very cool and very good for the city. But you look at the venue, you know, in the next 3 or 4 years should just be out of control at the soccer park. We need to sell out every game. And we should.
We're selling every game.
You got it. That is the goal. You got it. We should sell out every game. This is a challenge. So anyway, I just want to thank you guys. I do let Tom maybe make a few comments here.
Fred.
Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. He is a man. But I did want to thank you, and I will ask for your help as we drive this campaign for our MLS.
You got it!
So, yes, we have, you know, your voter registration cards. Anybody in the city that is supporting this initiative, and I will be very, very brief on this. If you look at just the most, I would say, critical aspects of our campaign. One, we're going to bring MLS to St. Louis and build on all the great things that you guys have helped us develop and build. But if you look at it based on what we went through, it costs the city voters nothing. Over the course of the project, the MLS team, based on the projections and the third-party analysis, will bring $17 million back to the city. Keep in mind that it also creates all the construction jobs, 400 plus construction jobs. You got it. I'm here to build a stadium. And it creates another 450 permanent jobs to run the operation. And then, you know, the last thing I will say, and again, just in the spirit of the entire soccer pyramid that we have here at St. Louis FC, which is very, very cool. You think about, we've got over 4,000 kids that play, dedicated select kids, another 3,000 recreational kids that play. These are the kids that are going to be the next players here that are playing. They're going to be the next MLS USL players. I will tell you one additional thing that we want to do through this process. We want to connect with more of the inner city and the different minority it will strengthen our club. It will make our club better. It'll make all of us better. And again, this is just a thing. These are the positive things that I think we can do, not only for soccer, but for our city and our community. So I'm really excited about this. And again, this was not the original vision. But think about it, because of the things that you guys have done to support this. And again, have a blast while we're doing this. Sell out the soccer park. We can do great things for our community. So thank you very much for all you do.
Okay, folks, I will be brief, I promise. Let's get after it. Just very quickly, I'm just curious of this group. Raise your hand if you live in the city. Keep your hand up. Raise your hand if you know someone that lives in the city. Very good. All right, last point, Jeremy over here. We have voter registration cards. If you've voted before, if you've moved, it's not going to hurt to fill one out. We're going to need your help. Last but not least, Jim asked me to make a very special announcement after I thank you. So, thank you for everything you do. As Jim said, this was not the intention. Our intention was to build the best USL club with the youth club underneath it in the country. And I think we're well on our way. MLS is just a byproduct of your efforts. We thank you for what you do. And most importantly, against my better judgment, because I set the parking fees, Jim has said the bar is open for the next 20 minutes on Jim Cavanaugh.